Saints. All Saints Radio.
Chloe Flanagan, skeptic on All Saints Radio this morning. It is 7:17. Dan and Jordan joining you on your drive into school. Welcome to the show, everyone. Now, we do have a very exciting guest joining us in the studio. We have Ms. Di Eder from the St. John's Crisis Centre. She is the chair and the welfare manager, both of those positions at the organisation. Di, welcome to the studio.
Welcome.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
It is a pleasure to have you in this morning. We just wanted to talk a little bit about your role within the organisation and broadly the organisation for those who might not know. If you wanted to just sort of give us a quick 30-second sales pitch for those who have no idea what the St. John's Crisis Centre is, who are they and what do they do?
30 seconds isn't long enough, but St. John's is in Surfers Paradise, and we handle not only the homeless, but domestic violence clients, mental health patients. Anyone who's disadvantaged, just lost their jobs, need help with referrals to various organisations, and food is priority, obviously, yeah. And rentals.
Well, okay, so you're serving those less fortunate.
Absolutely, yeah. And you may have been in a job before that and suddenly had an accident. While you're waiting for compensation, what happens to the rest of the family? There's no food on the table, no school uniforms, nothing.
Yeah, well, that's a very noble work indeed. I just wanted to ask, so is it a volunteer position for a lot of people?
It is. We have only one full-time member and three permanent part-times, and the rest of us are volunteers.
Yeah, wow. And how many do you sort of have, and from which walk of life can they be found?
As in the volunteers?
Yeah.
We have retired school teachers. We have, pretty well any of the professions people want to give back. They've been fortunate in life, like myself, and you suddenly find as you get older, you've still got a few skills left, so you want to share those with others.
Yeah, well, that's amazing. So how many people sort of work with St. John's Crisis Centre to get these important things dealt with?
Well, see, before COVID, we used to serve a lunch in the dining room, and that required at least 10, 12 volunteers on a daily basis. Since COVID, we have takeaway only. That's because government mandate with masks and vaccinations, etc. But we've still provided the takeaway service nonetheless. We have not closed through all of COVID.
Wow.
So, you know, you have different volunteers coming on different days.
Yeah.
So we've probably got a background, maybe about 30 volunteers at the moment.
Well, so you were sort of very adaptable with the COVID situation. Were you guys affected by the recent floods at all?
We weren't personally. You know, our building obviously is fine.
Mm.
We haven't had a lot of Queensland victims come through to us. We have had several. Our numbers have increased daily with the interviews. We do phone interviews since COVID instead of people just walking through the door. But what we have found is just across the border in Mullumbimby, Chindra, Kingscliff, we're going to be going down to access those clients in a week's time because they're not getting a lot of support from New South Wales. So our funding comes from the Department of Social Services. So they've allowed us to go down and start seeing some of these clients to see if we can help them as well.
So you can cross interstate with the service. That's amazing.
That's really great.
Yeah, just across the border though.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, we did also want to ask a little bit about the history of the organisation. For how long has it sort of been running up from in your recollection?
We had our 40th anniversary in October last year.
And it's named after St. John's, of course. What was St. John's known for those who aren't up to date with their Bible?
Yeah.
St. John's, the evangelist, and he was one of the 12 apostles.
Oh, yeah. Well, awesome. Now, if someone's hearing this at home and they're loving what you're doing and wanting to get involved, is there anything that the kids can do to help out with St. John's Crisis Centre? Is there any jobs that they could help out with?
What we find best of all are when the schools do the food collection services, because we put together food parcels for people, and there's at least one bag of, for example, a Coles or a Woolworths bag, for every individual in a family. So we are constantly needing food.
Yeah.
Then towards Christmas, all of you do help us with funding for supermarkets and also Christmas presents because we put together Christmas hampers and we don't want second-hand things because often that's the only new thing that an individual's likely to have.
Yeah, wow. So you do the Christmas hampers and then also the takeaway lunches and the grocery bags.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for joining us in the studio today, Di. It's been really great to get some insight and hear about what you do and what St. John's does. We've got Ed Sheeran coming up after this, and then Miss Siegman talking to us about a fun thing that's happening on Sunday. But once again, thank you very much for coming in the studio. We appreciate your time, and we hope you have a great day.
You're welcome.
All Saints Radio.